Welcome to our show, Biz Tips with the Biz Pro. My name is Stephan McCarroll, and I'll be your co-host for this afternoon's broadcast. Today's show, Words Have Power, and we'll be discussing just a variety of topics that are of concern to those in the business community today. You know, before we get started or go any further with the show, I just want to remind everybody that Carlin is the co-founder of Trends 2000 Training Center, who's the sponsor of our show today. And Trends 2000 and Carlin provide training, coaching, tips and strategies for the business community on a nationwide basis. And we want you to know that trends2000.net is on 24/7, and the training there is always free. So if you're a business owner of a traditional brick-and-mortar business or a business owner of a network marketing company, or you're a business owner or entrepreneur that works from your house, you'll love all of Carlin's tips and all of her training audios and videos and her PDF library that she has there. So it's sponsored by trends2000.net. If you'd like to become a fan of our show, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/trends2000, and all of the options to become a fan are listed right there on that website. What I'd like to do right now is bring Carlin on the air. And Carlin, how are you today?
Actually, Stephan, I'm great. Thanks for asking.
That's great. You know, we have just a great show in store for people today. And you know what? They just need to get their favorite beverage. They need to, whether it's coffee or soda or water, sit back, relax, get a pencil and paper, and get ready to take some notes, because I think the show is going to be really powerful. What do you think?
Not only is it going to be powerful, Stephan, I'm excited because we have some real special treats on today's show. We're going to have just have a little bit of fun, and hopefully we put a smile on some people's face today, and hopefully people are blessed with the education they learned today.
Yeah, I know they're going to be. And, you know, you did this, presented this information a couple months ago for a company out in Texas, and everybody raved about how great this particular training session was, and I think people are just going to love this.
Well, I'm excited also because I love when we have participation, and I'm going to actually involve you and put you on some, some participation with me today, so that's going to be a lot of fun because I love working with you.
Well, I love working with you, too. I mean, obviously, you and I do this show every week together. We have a lot of fun doing it. That, I think, must be proof that we enjoy working together. And not only that, we're around each other 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and you some people think we're around each other too much, but that's
Yeah, you haven't thrown me out yet. You haven't fired me, so that's a good thing.
Oh, no, you're invaluable. Are you kidding?
Well, thank you. I think you are as well.
Thank you.
You gave me this outline, what to say, avoid these phrases, instead use these. What do you want me to do with this?
I actually want you to use that outline. In just a few minutes, I'll ask you to bring yourself an outline with me and join me on that, and let's have a little fun as soon as we, lay the groundwork. Then everybody can hear the difference.
So did you want to go through that right now? Is this the right time for that?
I want to lay the foundation first, share that, and then show those phrases will become more make more sense as people hear them. They'll make more sense that way.
Well, let me just throw the show right over to you.
Well, thank you, Stephan, and I hope everyone's having a great day. So I am so glad that you're spending time with me this afternoon. I love the fact that you're there, and as Stephan said, I hope you did get your favorite beverage, pen and paper handy. And I think the power of part of all of this is that you get to go back and rewind and listen again or share with a friend. So, and I hope you'll do just that. I've come to learn that it takes a few times for people to hear things over and over. So let me get started on a couple things right away, shall we? One of the things I want to talk about today is I want to help lay a great foundation of the power of your words and how words create pictures. So if you're listening in the car, you're not going to be able to participate in this exercise because I don't want you to close your eyes and sit back and listen while driving. But if you're at your home or in a nice quiet zone and you've got some time to yourself, I'm hoping you'll be able to make just a little bit of space to have some fun with me today. Words create pictures. We can make have a lot of fun in the way we convey ourselves to people and how we do that. We've talked and we'll talk in the future also about the power of posturing and what it does when you're able to literally create feelings and emotions with the expressions of not just your words, but with your voice tones and your voice inflections. That's powerful when if you are somebody who's using the telephone as a sales mechanism for your business, because we're dealing with a lot of people today who really are wanting to learn the power of having a home-based business or a powerful, what I call SOHO, small office, home office business. Okay. So I'm going to have a little bit of fun with some of these phrases, and I want you just to work with me a little bit because I don't have a headset. Can you believe that? My headset blew out, and I have to get a headset. So I'm having to hold the phone and flip pages, too.
you don't have a headset?
Uh-uh.
That's like breaking the cardinal rule.
I know, but it just went out yesterday, so I didn't want to be late to the show. So I'll get a headset by next week. Trust me. I'll have my headset.
Okay.
One of the big tools. Thank you so much. All right. So if you listen carefully today, I'm hoping you learn the power of having fun with your words. Here's what your words can do. They can either create a wall of defense and push away your prospect and repel them from the close of your sale, or we can literally break down those walls of defenses and bring them down and have people actually pulling towards you and attracted to wanting to align with you in business. So those words become powerful. So how do we master some of those words? It's really some very simple changes that will make a big difference in what you're doing. So I know you're saying that, okay, you're probably not going to be able to write and do the exercise at the same time, so I'll encourage you to come back and listen again. So right now, do me a favor. Take a big, deep breath. Let it out. And I want you to sit back and just relax. And what I'd like you to do is close your eyes and help me help you to see what I'm talking about. Tell me what happens when I say these words. Tell me the feelings that begin to surround you. So by closing your eyes, I'm asking you to get in touch with additional senses that you have. Okay? So I'm going to say some sentences, and I'm going to throw words out. And they may not make super sense. Don't worry. I'm going to run a running long sentence, but I want you to hear this. Because ready? I have a deal for you. There's nothing to lose. Hey, the liabilities, there's hardly any loss. Let me tell you, most people don't have failure. I don't want this to discourage you. This is not a difficult decision. Liability, this won't hurt. A simple down payment. You can't struggle. Just pay, and here's all you have to do. Buy and just sign, and this isn't bad, and it won't cost you a whole lot. And the price, let me pitch to tell you exactly what I'm trying to say. There's hundreds of dollars, dollars and cents and smell and taste or sell. Excuse me, sell. Fail. You can't fail. No obligation. Listen, sold. Don't worry. Monthly payment. What are all of those words doing as I throw them out there? Just the words themselves. Are you feeling anything happening around you? Are you going, are you squirming? Or is the wall coming up? Are you saying, whoa, back off a little bit? Are you getting that feeling of repelling? Now,
yes.
Phil, did you get
I'm getting
that?
I'm getting a feeling of repelling, and I'm getting the feeling that you have a used car to sell me.
Well, I'm so glad. One of the things I want to tell you, and I'd like you to shrug all that nasty stuff off, so shrug it off your shoulders. Take another deep breath. Let's relax for a second, but let's cover some of those words. Now, this is not a slam against those who sell used cars. Okay. But when you go to a used car lot and you make a deal and you get a deal, who feels good after the deal's really been made? It's always the car lot person. It's not you. And when you think about deal, you think about words like losing or things like discouragement or things like that or things that may have hurt in the past. And so the word deal is a very nasty word. So don't use it. It's a bad four-letter word. It's the worst four-letter word in your sales process, in your vocabulary. So get rid of the word deal. And to leaders who stand in front of a company or calls and they start pitching a deal and, listen, this is the best deal in town, first thing that happens with me is I cringe because I think, oh, my gosh, because what you do duplicates the things that people hear you say or your leaders say, they start to say. How hard is that to go back and break those habits? So nasty word. No one ever walked off of car lot and really felt awesome about that. So don't portray yourself like that of an old used car salesman. Okay, I can't portray this enough as to how powerful your words are from the pulpit as you're selling or talking or preaching or teaching the people in your businesses or organization or even your employees. This is horrible, horrible, horrible. Please get it out. Get it out of their vocabulary and get it out of yours. Let's just get rid of that word. Nasty, nasty. Now, I'm going to share with you real quick, let's just have some fun on a couple other words, and then these are some words that hopefully you'll grasp and be able to practice. And Stefan, maybe we can do something fun and make these words available for everybody so they can kind of get an idea of the ballparks in a little while. We'll come up with a thing to help them. But so close your eyes. Let's do this again. Let's have some fun. Do it again. But take a big, deep breath, two or three, so you can get all those nasty feelings out, because I really want you to have clarity in mind and listen carefully to my words. Okay, here we go. Now, I want to talk about words that make you feel good. So pay attention to the words. Here we come. Listen, I'm excited because this is something easy. I've had results and the benefits and the value and the savings. And I understand where you're coming from. Listen, there's a guarantee here. I want you to be comfortable. There's a proven level of success. The people I'm working with are people I trust and that I have fun with. They desire good health. They're positive. They love working with people like you. This is a very secure thing. I'm proud that I've discovered something that you can take advantage of. It's a very happy and attractive atmosphere. You need not worry. We have your protection, okay, in mind. This is something very natural. Are you getting a whole different feeling here? You're feeling all of what those words are doing right now?
I'm feeling great.
Now, do you find yourself, Stefan, actually putting your arms down and kind of almost leaning into me and pulling forward? Because that's what those words do. They are magnetic. They attract. So watch just a couple key phrases that can really change the difference. If you ever want to make flyers, what you ask for, you get. So when you say to somebody, no hard work, no sales involved, no prep. If you do all that, and you're going to get people who literally want to make money for doing nothing because you're asking for no work, no sales, no this, no that. It's too easy to do. Come on, enjoy. Everything is too simple, and then you start to get all these people that do nothing. Whereas the same thing happens if you turn around and tell and set a bar for what you want. Looking for people who want to get ahead, are open to other avenues of earning income, looking to change your lifestyle. There's a whole different outcome if you set a bar as to what you're wanting. So your words are very powerful. What you put out, you get back. You'll attract. You'll get what you're asking for. I like the fact that I can take a script or something that somebody's writing and quickly notice all the wrong words that jump out and change a sentence. Like, let me ask you this. If I called you on the phone and I said, and by the way, you can start writing notes now. You can come off the back of your chair. But what if I said to you this? Hi, Stefan, this is Carlin, and I live right here in your area, and I'm looking for people to introduce my business to, as opposed to, Hi, Stefan. My name is Carlin, and I live right here in your community. And I'm looking for people to introduce my business to. Do you hear just the difference in the word area is cold and business and community is warm? So a warm and fuzzy word versus a cold, calculated word tends to make an entire different statement to somebody. So again, they're gonna just think, telemarketer, or they're gonna think in the way of salesperson outside sale. They're gonna think like that rather than you building relationship and rapport and caring with your words that you have. So some simple changes on some words of things that you do. Now, Stefan, is when you'll want to have some fun and bring those what to say and what not to say and phrases to avoid. Let's have some fun. How about if you say the phrase that I would like people to avoid, and I'll tell them what to replace it with. Instead, say. How's that?
Okay.
All right?
All right. The first phrase to avoid. I recently became involved.
That's a red flag. People put their wall up immediately, so here's a better way to say that. Instead, say, I'm working on a project or I'm on a challenge. Hear the difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got goosebumps.
Did you? I love that. Let's do some more.
The next phrase that everybody should avoid, I'd like you to get involved, or I'd like to get you involved.
Well, right away, as soon as somebody says that to me, I feel like I'm like, well, maybe I don't want to. Okay, so it puts a wall up immediately. But actually, how about trying something like this? I'm looking for the right person. Totally different. Wall is down. You might be asking them this way for a referral, so they're not even thinking about themselves. I'm looking for the right person, and then tell them what you're looking for. And then after they think of some people they might know, that's when you can ask, how about you? Okay? What's next?
Next red flag.
Okay.
Are you looking for a business opportunity?
Okay. How about, are you open, or do you keep your options open to expanding your or diversify? You're looking that way. You're more
so expansion
more
or
question.
Expansion or diversification.
That's basically what we're looking for. Yes.
I like that.
But you're asking, are you open, instead of jumping right out and said business opportunity, because boy, those are the two words that'll jump out at people right away.
You know,
what's another one?
I get that a lot.
I know.
And yeah. When people do, I've got this great deal for you, blah, blah, blah. I just kind of shut off when that happens. Next red flag. I think you would love this.
Okay. Well, I prefer to say something like, this may or may not be for you. And then you're going to go on, right? Because the bottom line is, how do I know they're going to love it? But I want them to know it's okay if they do, and it's okay if they don't. I'm looking for the opportunity to present my business, expose my business to them. And that's what I'm looking to do, right? Hopefully I am, if you're doing your business correctly, you are the messenger, not the message. So you want to make sure you're trying to get the exposure and lead them to where they're going to get the message. So this may or may not be for you is the better way to do that. And we're doing this a little bit slow, Steph, so people can write. Okay, go ahead.
You would be good at this.
How about this might be lucrative for you?
I'm looking at a new business opportunity.
Okay. Now the bad part is not I'm looking at or even the word business, but how about this? I'm looking at a business idea or project, okay? A lot more calmer, a little bit less intrusive to somebody, bringing a very simple word, and everybody likes to be involved in ideas and work together on projects. It brings unity versus the other way is cold sounding. Okay, doing good, Steph. Go for it.
Red flag. Are you interested?
you may want to see this, is what you'd like to say. Instead of, are you interested? You want to say, you might want to see this. And that's what you're going to show them. Go ahead.
Next red flag. Mm-hmm. I want you to.
Yeah, it's not very nice. Okay, how about, you might want to, or you might benefit from.
Next red flag. I want.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it isn't about you, it's about them, right? So
yep.
How about, I thought you might want to know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Red flag.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You should.
Well, that's a parental word, and anybody who says you should or you have to or anything like that kind of puts a defensive on and brings back a lot more intricate stuff mentally for people. So how about this? Is there any reason why you wouldn't want to? Is there any reason why you wouldn't want to work with me? Or is there any reason why you wouldn't want to join on board? Is there any reason why you wouldn't want to? That takes your no and makes it a yes. That's the most powerful statement in my... I do that with you a lot, huh, Stefan?
Yeah, or mow the lawn or do the dishes.
Yeah, is there any reason why you wouldn't, wash the dishes while I do this? Yeah, that's right. That's always kind of brings... I hate that you're learning all that good stuff, but go ahead. Do the next
red flag. You need... That reminds me of when I was like 8 years old, what my parents used to say, you need.
That's right. That's parental stuff again. So I don't suppose you would, there's a better way to phrase that. Mm. I don't suppose you would, and then you're going to go on. Okay, so what's the next one?
Red flag. What if I told you?
Yeah, do you like to be told things? Nobody likes to be told things. What if I told you? No. We want... What if you knew?
How about this red flag?
Okay.
Come to a meeting.
Oh.
Gosh,
you know what?
I hate that.
I know. You know, you can make that so much more warm and fuzzy. I would love the idea of, how about if, why don't you come meet some of the members of the team? Why don't you come and meet some of the leaders or members of the team? Members are team camaraderie. It brings more unity together. Why don't you come meet some of my team members or come and meet some of the people that, I've aligned myself with? It's so much more warming, isn't it?
If someone said to me, hey, Steph, there'll be free food. Why don't you come and meet some new team members? I'm there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, a big secret is picking up your guests to get them to a meeting. So if you do meeting things, that is really, really key, is to want to do that. Say, listen, I'll tell you what, why don't you come meet some of the team members and some of the people and see how much, because people don't care how much till they know how much the people you're with care, too. So I'll tell you what, I'll pick you up early and we'll do sandwiches along the way, so don't plan for dinner and I'll have something fun. We'll make it an event. You can do something like that, or maybe you can even do a fun drive-through thing or have a pizza in the car on the way down and make it a memorabilia thing. Make it something that's a little bit more fun or stands out. It doesn't have to be so formal and where people just totally expect, to wine and dine them. Just
right.
Any small things are pretty grateful, so... Okay, what
about
next?
Just to review that one, because we kind of went on a little bit with it. If people are taking notes, the red flag is come to a meeting. The better thing to say is meet some other members of the team.
Right.
Okay. The next red flag. So what do you think, or do you like it?
Let me highlight this one. This is very important. This one is not just a taboo no-no. This is something when you do go to those meetings, the first thing people want to come up and say is, and I do want to I'm going to go off sidebar a little bit on this. Some of the don'ts is right after somebody has seen the business presentation or opportunity that's presented or taken a look at that evening, the first thing you say is, what do you think? Well, that's literally a sabotage. That just puts them on the spot, and it's total saboteur. Or do you like it? That does the same kind of thing. So what's actually better to say right here is, what did you like best about what you saw? What did you like best about what you saw?
I like it.
Uh-huh. And that gets them to actually start to talk about what it is that attracted them. You see, remember, it's all about relationshiping and learning how to listen to your prospect and what they liked. So you have to know that to get into the sales process. Now, while we're right here, let's just talk about something that happens at meetings. A lot of people, there's something else, and it's kind of sidebar, but really important when you are doing meeting aspects. When people come up to a meeting, you have a guest there. You're excited because your guest made it or you picked them up and you did what it took to get them there. How do you love when one of your fellow members comes up and says, oh, my gosh, I had three people plan to come to the meeting tonight and not one of them showed up. I can't believe how hard it is to get people to come. What are they saying to your brand new prospect? They're giving them the message that, oh, my gosh, that means that I'm going to ask people and they're not. So it's already starting to put a negative tone. So everybody has to remember that when you don't need the meeting needs you. This is your time to be supportive for your whole entire organization. Size, line up, line down, line cross, line. You are a valuable player. And the way to play this in your mind is to be the most valuable player that night. So to greet people that have new guests and say, hey, welcome. It don't have to focus on the fact that your guest didn't show up or you were sitting there waiting for your guest and they didn't make it to their house on time and so you had to leave them behind. Don't do that. Just move forward and say, you know, because you'll get them next time and the person who doesn't have a guest will help support you. So just go up and support the new guests that are there and welcome them. Be a great greeter. Welcome those new people in, and gosh, how nice that you could make it tonight. I think you're going to have a lot of fun. And say something positive about either the company, the person who brought them. That's powerful. That's an uplifting edification. And even the support line leader. Oh, the person who's doing the presentation tonight, you are just going to fall in love with. And say something you like about him. He's animated, loves making money, he's good at helping people to make money. And you know what? You couldn't be with a better person. And point to the new person that's there, whether you know them or not. Doesn't matter. So all of a sudden, you've just left two positive footprints on that person. And the next time they see you, they're sure going to want to know that when they join the program or come on board, they're going to want to know that you're somebody they can count on to help them in the business because they liked what they saw you do when they came. So you just leave such a footprint, which is unbelievable, about the way your words and your actions work together. Okay, Stefan, the next one really gets me, but go ahead.
So what do you... Oh, we did that one. Wait a minute. Here's the next one. This is it. Okay, this is it. I got it now.
Got it?
Guys, or folks, or hey, gang!
Okay, this happens a lot. So please remember that when people are talking to people on conference calls or you're dealing with people specifically now, remember we're talking to individuals. Aren't I talking to you today? I'm talking to you, or I'm talking to everyone, or I'm talking to everybody, or ladies and gentlemen. You're not folks, you're not gangs, you're not, hey, gang, and this happens a lot. You'll hear people go, hey, guys, listen, guys, let me tell you guys, and before I finish, I keep thinking, guy, I'm not a guy, okay? And the same thing works on those other two words. Folks is kind of cold-sounding, and gang is kind of real. It's not so much the politically correct, but when you think gang, we think negative today when we hear that. And listen, gang, every now and then you can throw that out as a fun word perhaps. But most of the time when you're talking or sending emails or sending things, this is so important. When I open an email and I read, these words are just so powerful because they play into every aspect of what you're doing. When I open an email and it starts with, hello, everyone, or listen, folks, well, I automatically think you didn't write this to me. You wrote it to everybody in the end, okay? So I really respond well to an email that says, I wanted to let you know or just wanted to drop you an email and share something with you because aren't they talking to you? You're not talking to a gang when I open the email. You're not talking to, hey, everyone, when I open the email. Right away has a whole different response as to how I feel about the letter I read or the person who's talking to me on the phone. And some people, they get in a habit of talking so fast without thinking or get nervous that they're constantly using words like gangs and the folks and, hey, guys, well, listen, guys, this is what I want to share with you. Okay, you guys, here's what you got to do. Actually, really the bottom line is, here's what you need to do. This is what you're going to want to know to accelerate your business. Here's how everyone can benefit. That's what you're looking to hear. Because now we really feel like we're making that one-on-one connection. Talk to just one person when you write, talk to one person when you talk, and then people will get the message that you really care about talking to them. And that's what's important, because today I am talking to you. All right?
Am I talking to you? Am I talking to you?
I'm talking to you. Yo, I'm talking to you.
All right, the last one. Drum roll, please. Brrr, deal or opportunity?
Chalkboard. Okay, remember we talked about deal. It's one of the biggest things. Now, you're going to laugh when I tell you this. Deal is bad. Opportunity for some people is bad, but we don't know what's going on in their head. So opportunity goes on both sides of the scale on this one, okay? But another nice thing is offer, idea, or opportunity, okay? So you don't have a deal for somebody. You have an offer for them, or I have an idea, and you have an opportunity. But depending on how you play the word opportunity, there are some people who hear it and have read it, and it's the first thing that makes them go, oh, here we go, another opportunity. So if you use all of your warm words surrounding the word opportunity, it's not going to come off bad. And remember I talked about the power of your voice inflections? When you're pushing those words like, there's a great opportunity, and you're pushing opportunities out there strong and bold, they're going to see it like that. But you're going to say, this is an absolutely crazy opportunity. Here's what they're offering. If opportunity comes out of your mouth, you can make it come out of your mouth in a much softer way, is what I'm trying to say. And, you know, it's amazing how our words, the things that we say to people, the way we say things. You know what? You can say anything you want to somebody if you learn the power of how to say it. Because when you learn how to say it, you can tell somebody very kindly where to go, okay? And you can say it very nicely. And,
I've been told where to go very nicely.
Yes, you have. And very nicely you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, hey, Stephen, would this be like a really good time where I could grab some water, we could do a quick break, and then open it up for the fun things, and then I have a very, very special treat. So you'll want to stay tuned for that.
You read my script. I mean my mind. And I'd like to remind everybody, all of our listeners, that the show is sponsored by Trends 2000 Training Center at trends2000.net. Trends brings people and business together. And
I'm ready. I love keeping it real.
All right, so, Carlene, you give us all of these phrases, things we should say and things we shouldn't say. And, you know, we've been saying some of these things for the last 20 years. Do you have a way to help us break the habit?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Habit breaking, it does take a little bit of time. I'm going to tell you a little story.
How much time?
Just give me a second. I'm going to tell you this a little
bit.
All right. Okay. What happens is this. To break habits, you have to realize that we have been programmed for a long time, starting with birth. So what happens is, to make or break habits, one, we've heard it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. But one of the things that people tell me is, gosh, Carlene, I've been doing this for so long, and I hate when I do this. Well, I can tell you to erase your tape. But listen, it's blank tape that got Nixon in trouble. So erasing your tape is not a good thing, but reprogramming your tape is what you can do. So if you find you begin to start doing some of the things that you are now becoming consciously aware of, start with a few words and replace those words. Start with a few things that you say. Like, let me give you one that's really, really powerful. I always point this out to people. Can I be honest with you? Mm-mm. That means I'm not normally honest. Can I be honest with you? That's one of the worst things you could say when you're a salesperson. Oh, so you're kind of dishonest normally, and now you're going to get real with me, huh? So if you don't like the fact that you do that very bad phrase of, can I be honest with you, start changing the word from honest to, can I be direct, or can I be upfront, or can I be candid? So can I be candid, upfront, or direct with you is what you now want to say. So what you're saying is you're generally very honest, okay? But today I'm going to be even more upfront with you about something. I'm going to be really direct with you. If you're not willing to get in the trenches and do a little bit of work, this is not for you. That's pretty candid, isn't it? So don't be afraid to say upfront and clarify. It's called upfront contracts, and get permission. Is it okay to be direct with you? Not can I be honest with you? Because everybody's hoping you're going to be honest anyway. Because the phrase that I normally say when somebody says, can I be honest with you? I love to say, no, lie to me. Okay? Nobody wants to be lied to. So that is a, there's a phrase we didn't even mention in the what to say and what not to say that you now can add. Can I be honest with you? No, change the word honest to can I be direct, upfront, or candid. And you choose which one it is. So now you begin to make a mental switch of just a couple words as you start to work on it. And if it comes out of your mouth and you hear it, say, well, excuse me, and pull it back, take ownership of your mistake, and then throw out the right phrase. Because eventually you won't want to keep saying you're sorry for the wrong phrase, and you start pulling back. So you say, can I be really candid with you? And so it'll start like that. It'll kind of go, can I be honest with you? You know what, wait, can I be really candid? Okay? And you're just going to pull it back. The next thing you know, your brain makes a switch. And all of a sudden, you know, it's coming out of your mouth. Hey, can I be direct with you? Let me be candid with you on that. Can I be upfront with you about that? It'll start to become part of your phrasing. And the word, can I be honest with you, won't even occur. Okay? So that's what it is. It's just making little tiny changes, little tiny words, and working on those little tiny phrases to make a difference. And so now what you're doing is reprogramming your tape and getting rid of that old nasty message. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot. By the way, let's just remind everybody, Carlin, if they have a question for you, one on their telephone will raise their hand and that'll alert me so I'll know if they have a question, and then we can get them on the air with you. So, Carlin.
Yeah,
I just wanted to be sure I had you, that I hadn't lost you, because I really didn't know what to do after that. If I lost you, show over.
Do we have any other questions yet?
Well, you know, I have a comment, actually.
Okay.
That's based on this segment of the show. When I was in the financial services industry, they drilled us on what to say, what not to say, and I mean, they just beat it into our heads for a couple of years while we were in training. And it's like you said in the other segment, one of the things that they taught us to say and to use a lot was the word idea or ideas, because it was a neutral word. It was a safe word, and it didn't create anxiety in people. And so they just beat it into our heads, and whenever we said a phrase that was not a disarming phrase, our sales managers would just, well, I'll put it nicely, they would let us know in no uncertain terms that we were not to use phrases like that anymore. And so that's how we learned. It was kind of like the nuns did to you, you know, if anyone ever went to Catholic school, which I never did, but I had friends who did, and they said the rulers.
Right? They would come unglued, is what you're saying. They would kind of
come
unglued.
Yeah, they'd come unglued.
Yeah, good word.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
It's an amazing, too, and we haven't even talked about, I mean, I really love this segment because once you start to learn, you can, I mean, I like to even read people as you're talking. There is a whole other part to this in my book. I mean, there are things about reading their buying signals and how things start to happen and how you can make people feel very comfortable. It's just amazing. There's a whole other part to all this. So we've kind of scratched the surface on this, but this is the part. This is what I call your foundation piece, because once you've got this, the rest comes naturally. So it comes to really learning how to practice this, just kind of put it into practice. And
that's right. Well, Carlin, the Q&A session is over. Do you have any parting thoughts you would like to send out there to all of our listeners?
You know, Stefan, I have a story that I have written, and I'm going to ask you to read it, because actually I get kind of choked up even when I read it. So,
okay.
And I really have some real special wishes for the people on the call. So I would love for you to read that story next, and then
okay.
I'd like to leave people with those parting wishes. And before we go right into that, let me ask you, is there, if I put a couple documents together, you think we can do something special, whether we let them know this week or somehow, can we either put them in an autoresponder or some, can we do something so that they can actually have my documents of what to say, what not to say? Can they have those?
Well,
we can
do it even easier than that. What we'll do is put it on the trends2000.net website,
okay.
And when they get there, they can look to the left gold buttons and click on the document library, and it will be right
okay.
in there.
And so at the bottom of that, to help them to find it, you can add new documents, or you can put documents from...
They'll say new.
That's really nice. Because I think
okay.
what I'd like to do is prepare these documents, and within the next 24 hours, I
yeah.
think that we can have them up there. And I think that would go really nice with that show. So they just have to go to www.trends2000.net.
That's it.
And that's T
R E N D
S. Yeah, that was easy.
Trends2000.net.
Uh-huh. TRENDS, like marketing trends, and 2000.net. Net for networker, I like to say. And then
Net for I.
Stefan.
Gotcha.
Net for...
sorry.
Stefan. Yeah. But they're going to look for the document area? Is that what you said?
That's it.
Click on the document?
On the left side, a gold button will say document library.
There you go. Okay. Very nice.
Okay.
Crazy.
Okay. Let's put all levity aside, and I'll read this story. And,
I think maybe you'll have to also give my wishes to everybody today. So with
sure.
that, I would like to turn this over to you and give you the mic, and then you just take us home, shall you?
Sure. Thank you so much,
Carolyn. Is there anything else anybody needs to know before you do that?
Well, I would just like to remind everybody that use the Trends2000.net training center. Take advantage of all the free training there. Carolyn puts an enormous amount of work into her training audios, and so it's there for the taking, so we would like to encourage you to utilize all the tools that are there. Don't forget, everybody, go to blogtalkradio.com/trends2000 for all of our upcoming shows. The next show next Tuesday is going to be on what is an effective pipeline process or a sales pipeline process, and Carolyn's going to fill us all in on that.
A second part of that too, like some more
yeah.
of this piece. I would like to do that so that there's a little bit more, because we're laying down a foundation. I'd like to talk more about the power of some of the posturing as well with that. So we might throw in a little extra bonus on that.
All right,
okay.
So you'll mix it up a little bit of the posturing and then
yeah.
effective sales process.
Kind of like the way I cook, a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're a good
exactly.
cook.
Good.
Yeah, if you train as well as you cook, wow.
Well, that's
okay.
where everybody else gets to taste my success that way, huh?
So with that, everybody, just a reminder, the show today brought to you by Trends 2000 Training Center, where we bring people and business together. We appreciate everybody being here. And my name is Stefan McCarroll, your co-host. On behalf of Trends 2000 Training Center and your host, Carolyn, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. And remember, success doesn't just happen. You have to plan for it. Good night, everybody.